what you're going to do. There are these are the balls we're going to lay down.
My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, are you the one of the managers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't realize that when I purchased the $7.45 I paid for shipping for this product, that I was signing up for some kind of subscription, and they billed me $49.90. And I'm going, what is that? So I got the phone number, and I called back, and the lady explained it to me. I said, that's not what it said on there. It said in my email, if you'll take this survey, you can pick from a variety of products, and all you got to do is pay the shipping, and we'll ship the product to you. It didn't say anything at all about it, that you were going to be a part of that you were becoming part of a prescription or not a subscription to some kind of service or whatever. I would have never even taken the survey if I'd have known that. So,
okay, yes, sir. May I please have your first and last name?
I just gave it to her. She said she transferred all the information to
yes,
you,
sir.
The manager.
I'm just verifying that she transferred over the right person. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. It's James Swarzynski, and my zip code 76180, and my shipping address was 7825 Emerald Hills Way, North Richland Hills, Texas.
Yes, sir, and thank you for the information. I do see this started on January 14th with this gift of the streaming device. And yes, sir, I do apologize. Due to the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page, which is saying that with receiving the free gift, it comes along with the subscription to a Vacuum Direct savings store.
How come I read about the shipping, but I didn't see that?
Yes, sir.
I didn't see anything in there about that you were becoming part of a prescription or a subscription service, and that you, I mean, and they were going to bill me for $49. I would have never taken the survey if I had known that. I thought they was just taking one to survey, and for your time, they were letting you, or shipping this thing to you, and then all you had to do is pay the shipping. I mean, that's kind of sleazy and underhanded for them to do that.
Yes,
I mean, if I, how do I, she said something about that y'all could discount 50% or something.
Yes, sir. We can get you 50% of your money back. Yes, sir.
If you can do that, go ahead and do it, because by the time I try to figure out find the person I need to talk to charge my account $49, it probably cost me that much, $20 trying to find him. Since y'all represent three different companies?
Over 400 companies, yes, sir.
Okay. I think I'll just take my 50% and then just cancel everything else.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm finna let you know how much you're finna get back now, yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir. So you're finna get a total back of $27.48 going back to your account in 3 to 5 business days, and I also can get you a cancellation number to verify this account has been canceled as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, yes, sir. And I do have that cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Well, I'm driving right now. Can you send me a text or send it to my email?
Yes, sir. You'll receive an email to jim.swir@yahoo.com to verify this.
Yes, that'd be
refunded.
Okay, that would be perfect.
Okay, yes, sir. Was there anything else I can do for you?
No, but you might let that. That sure is underhanded, because if I, I don't know how many cancellations they get, but, I don't understand why I read about the, pay the shipping, and they didn't see anything about is it in the same place on the email that they send?
No, sir. It was on the website. Well, yeah, and emails at the bottom. Yeah, it is kind of tricky to me as well since we're third party. Yes, at the terms and the conditions,
yeah,
was in the fine print, but it was at the bottom of the page with all the other writing.
Yeah, because my understanding and the reason that I took the survey is all I had to do was pay the shipping and then I would get to pick out something, and I just paid, something, whatever it was, and it was valued up like $100 or something like that, and you pay the shipping for it if you took the survey. So I took the time to do the survey, and, I thought I did my part, and the next thing I know, I see this $49 charge in my account. I'm going, what the heck is that? And so I called the 800 number that was on it, and that's how I got y'all. That's just not right. I would have never, from now on, if I see a take a survey, boy, I'm going to be extra careful. Because
yes,
I might not do the survey if that's what they're going to do. That's, that's kind of, I won't say the word.
Or you want it, or anything about a dollar or two, just please be careful with the terms and the conditions. Yes, sir.
Yeah, for now on, I'm going to read I can't believe that they would even do that. But anyway, I'm just going to put me on notice. I thank you for your help and your time.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.